The Rambam learns out from the pasuk of Yom Hukam Es Hamishkan that the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash was b'yom v'lo v'layla. The mitzvah was to build the temple during the day and not at night. So when you have a mitzvah which is only during the day and not at night, that's a classical mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That's a time-oriented mitzvah. And the general rule is women are paturos. So that's fine. The only problem is the Rambam writes, v'nashim chayoves b'mitzvah zu. The Rambam writes, women are obligated in binyan hamishkan, binyan hamikdash. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. How are women exempt? How a woman chayev? So the Achronin give different answers how we reconcile. Well, I guess either we could say the two basic approaches will be is why it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, or even if it is, why binyan beis hamikdash is an exception to the rule. So let's go with the first way. Why is it not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses. Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses it in Kiddushin and Chav Tes by Amila Shelo Bezman on Shabbos. We know the halacha is Ubiyom Afilo B'Shabbos. So we know Amila Bezmana is Docha Shabbos. Amila Shelo Bezmana is not Docha Shabbos. Let's say someone goes ahead and does it. So this is a good b'di'evito. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger points out. He gets into a discussion. It's, the Gemara is talking about, it says, Avraham uviyom kashet siva oso. God commanded Avraham, oso v'lo osa. So why do you have to say, why do I need a pasuk? Just say it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And that's why it only applies to Avraham and not Sarah. So Tosis' one answer is to show that, because we don't paskin, we paskin differently, but there's a sheet of the Gemara that says that once you pass day eight, even at nighttime, you're permitted. So, therefore, you can do it 24 hours a day. Zatosis asked, what about on Shabbos you can't do? So everyone agrees it's us to do, so it's a discussion. I say you do it. Though, let's assume you get the mitzvah, it's just that it was us to do. So therefore, that's a discussion. How do you define Zman Grama? Is it defined by a lechatchi, what the halachi is, lechatchi or b'di'evit? So that's a general klal. Lechatchi is always a good thing, but the core halacha is usually based on b'di'evit. And therefore, at some point down, since if you did do it, you still yotze your mitzvah miwa. So therefore, it's not considered, it's still considered a lav Zman Grama, since if you do it and it works, even though you shouldn't do it, we consider that as a Zman. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses here. That's true. L'chatchila, one should not build the Beis HaMikdash Anai, but let's say you did do it. You have to take it down? No. We assume that it's good, and therefore, since it's good b'di'evid, it's considered a lav Zman Grama. We consider b'di'evid Yom and Laila the Zman, so it's a mitzvah 24 hours a day. Hence, it's a lav Zman Grama, hence, Nashim Chayavos. That's A1. A2, that Einachinami, that really, there's a difference between the Maisa, we'll go back to Miwa again. In other words, again, the same Shaila. How could Miwa, why do we need a Pasuk to exclude Kashiya Tziva Oso, Oso, Lo, Oso? Why do I have to need a Pasuk to exclude women from Miwa? It's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. So, some want to point out, Toshes Harid, maybe others, that they redefine the structure of the mitzvah. That it's not just the Maisa Chaticha. It's if the cutting of the Arwa was the mitzvah, so then maybe be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. But okay, so they go into that chat, but for our purposes, so some point out that it's true the milah can't be done until day eight, and at a certain time, but the hachanis could be done. Let's say I can do the hachanis at night. I got to call up the moel, get the food ready, make sure the baby's healthy. So it's just the maisa mitzvah can't be done, but the hachanis can be done. So that's what it means. So really, there is no, maybe even b'di'evid, perhaps, but there's no binyan There's no binyan ha-mishkan at night, period. Aye, so why isn't this man grama? Because you got to do all the hachanas, so therefore during the daytime you maximize your time and you have everything, you have all the material all set up. So therefore, A2 is the real, again, it's a lav zman grama, because even though the actual building can only be done during the day, but since you need the hachanas 24/7, so therefore it's a lav zman grama. And then you have A3. Now maybe we'll say it is a zman grama. I mean, it's still a zman grama, and women are still chayav. Aye, the Mishnah says a woman is exempt from mitzvah seisha zman grama. So the answer is that there's different types of chiyuvim. There's a choves hayachid and a choves hatzibor. So in the Mishnah, when we talk about the woman exempt from mitzvah seisha zman grama, it only extends to personal obligations, but not communal obligations. So if a personal obligation, like lulav, sukkah, shofars, then a woman could be exempt. But a choves hatzibor, like building the Beis HaMikdash, so the women are part of Chai Yisrael, and therefore there is no personal exemption of zman grama. Zman grama only applies to personal obligations, but not a choves hatzibor. That's how Mishnah explains it. You could say it's still a zman grama, and nevertheless, it's still chayav. And the fourth approach by the Turi Evin discusses the question of when you have let's say you have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is b'yom, but not a layla, and then the mitzvah begins today, like miwa. You have the mitzvah during the day that you can't do it at night, and you do it in the morning. Do we consider that as every day? Is that a new chiyuv? Is that the same chiyuv as from before? In other words, is it a one-time mitzvah? Or every day, okay, you didn't do the mitzvah yesterday, now you have a new chiyuv today. Is the mitzvah just suspended at night, but it continues the next day, or is it canceled in a new one? So that's what the Turi Evin discusses. So over here, so we're assuming that it's a one-time chiyuv to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a lav zman grama. You can't do it at night. Yeah, so it's just temporarily suspended at night, but the obligation isn't uprooted, and therefore they point out that one is obligated to, therefore women are obligated in the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, the Mikdash. So we have the Kasha. If the mitzvah is only during the day, so it's a zman grama, why are women chayiv? So either, since b'di'evid, if you did build it at night, it's okay. So we view it as a 24-hour chayiv, hence the lav zman grama, hence women chayivis. The other one is, the building can only be done during the day, but you have to prepare. So the preparing is 24-7, so therefore, 24-6, and therefore you have to go ahead and, therefore women are chayiv, because it's not just the actual building, it's not just the maisa mila. You have to prepare and get the molo, get the food ready, etc. The third answer is the Turi Evin, that we view at night, it's just a temporary suspension, but it's a one-time mitzvah. So one-time mitzvah applies all the time, it's just temporary suspended at night, so women are chayav. Or number three is saying, Enachinami, it retains this man grama. But since it's a choves hatzibor, not a choves hayachid, so there is no exemption. Mitzvah haseisha is man grama, it's only exemption on a yachid, not on a tzibor. Hence, women achayev in building the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash.